Hi, this is Anna Welly, and this lesson is on motivation for our course in Soul Body Bliss and supporting you to make new habits to help you reach your goals. Motivation is a really important concept within this course, and especially in the context of creating new habits and making changes to your lifestyle and your daily choices. A lot of people think that motivation is necessary to reach your goals. A lot of people think that they need to rely on it, that they need to be super motivated or it won't happen. And the thing is, relying on motivation is never going to get you to your goals. Motivation itself isn't reliable. It's not something that we can count on. It's fickle. Some days motivation is strong, other days it's not there. And it's not something that we can try to cultivate or that we can wait and hope for. It's just kind of can come and go. So in this course, what we focus on is facilitating change rather than motivating change. We create structure to support the change and make the new habits. And then we focus on the practice itself, not the performance. So in this way, motivation is not something required to do the actual work. It's the small habit that you're focusing on. BJ Fogg, a behavior and habit professional, says, "If you plant the seed in the right spot, it will grow without further coaxing." I believe this is the best metaphor for creating habits. The right seed is the tiny behavior that you choose. The right spot is the sequencing, what comes before or after. The coaxing part is amping up motivation, which I think has nothing to do with creating habits. In fact, focusing on motivation as the key to habits is exactly wrong. Let me be more explicit. If you pick the right small behavior and sequence it right, then you won't have to motivate yourself to have it grow. It will just happen naturally, like a good seed planted in a good spot. So that being said, we don't rely on motivation. We're not using it as our force, as our power. But when motivation does show up, when it's present, we can totally harness it and totally use it to our advantage. So when you feel highly motivated, you can do the hard things or the bigger things that will help you out when motivation is low. And I just like to think of that as just like catching this big wave of energy and riding it out while it's there. You know, it's like surfs up, you want to get out into the water and be there and make it happen. So when you feel motivated, you can do the hard things that will help structure your future behavior for the better, or even do things that make it harder for you not to do the new habit. So BJ Fogg gives us three clear things to do when motivation is high. Number one is do the hard things that structure the future behavior. So you want to make it easier for yourself to do the future behavior, or even hard not to do it. Like you're just setting yourself up that it's just like, oh my gosh, I just have to do this. It'd be hard to skirt around it. So some examples might be to hire a trainer and prepay them while you're motivated and schedule it. You know, it's like you've paid them, they're scheduled, you have it in your calendar, they're expecting you to show up. And so when your motivation is low, you've already structured that new behavior to make it happen. Or you could even just call a friend and schedule a time to go for a hike or go for a jog or go to that yoga class or Pilates class or something like that. So that if you feel unmotivated, like maybe you guys plan to meet on Saturday afternoon, and if you feel unmotivated, on the weekend rolls around and you're like, I'd rather just not get dressed and just lay on the couch and eat donuts. But you've called that friend, you've structured that new behavior, and you're using them as that trigger to support that new habit and make it happen. So you're more likely to do it. Another just small example would be that say you want to start using more essential oils. So when you're motivated and you're thinking about it, you take the oil out of your cabinet or your cupboard, wherever you keep it, and you put that oil right on your bedstand or right on your kitchen counter or right on the counter next to the bathroom sink so that you see it and you've just set yourself up to use that oil more. The second thing that BJ Fogg recommends to us for us to do when motivation is high is to do hard things that reduce the barriers to the future behavior. So reducing the barriers is just kind of putting things, blocking things off or moving things out of the way that prevent you from doing the habit that you want. So say you want to eat more vegetables and you want to have less snack food, less junk food, or less processed stuff, less macaroni and cheese from a box or whatever. When your motivation is high, you can go into your kitchen and clean out all of the food you want to get rid of. So some of the food you might want to donate and just put in a box and bring to the food shelf. Some of the food you might even need to toss. And then some of the food you might just want to put in the back of the fridge or put it in the back of the cupboard or a place that's harder to reach, like in that cupboard above the fridge. It's like hard to get there. And then in the front of the fridge or in front of the cabinet, you place all the food that you want to eat more of. And so this is a Kaizen step to create more efficiency as well. So you might even feel really motivated and you go to the grocery store, you chop up a bunch of vegetables and you put them in a Tupperware and you put that right at eye level. So when you open the fridge door, there the veggies are. And so you're supporting yourself to just, boom, open the fridge, make it happen. You don't have to dig through the fridge or the cupboard and try to get past all of the other temptations or whatever. You've set yourself up to have it ready to go and have those veggies to toss into a salad or make a quick soup or whatever that you want to do. They're just ready to eat. Another idea is to batch task and pre-prep all the ingredients that you want for your morning smoothie or your lunch. So you could, when you're highly motivated on maybe like Sunday afternoon or something like that, you put all the ingredients, you rinse them, wash them, cut them up, chop them, and then put them into their individual Ziploc bags or into your individual little lunch containers so they're ready to go for the week ahead. So you've just reduced the barrier to having that smoothie in the morning or that salad or that veggie-centric lunch for the day or for the week ahead. Another thing you can do is batch task and just make a huge pot of soup and then portion out the soup into the small Tupperware containers and freeze them in the individual portions. So on nights when you don't feel like cooking and your motivation is low, you can just grab one of those from the fridge and just pop it on the stove and heat it up. And you already have this veggie dinner that you made, has no preservatives, and it's just ready to go. So it's, you've set yourself up for that behavior. A last example would be to put together a gym bag or just basically have an exercise outfit and some old sneakers in your trunk in a little bag. And so this way, if you have a busy day or you're driving around or you get off of work late or whatever, you want to exercise, you already have everything you need to make it happen. So you've reduced the barriers of like not being prepared for your chosen behavior to exercise more. It's a super simple action to facilitate a good new habit. And number three, the third example that BJ Fogg gives us to do things when motivation is high is to do the hard things that increase your capability. And so this is like when you're motivated, you do whatever it is that you learn something new. So maybe like the first time you do a recipe, it's hard. It's just more challenging. But the second time you do the recipe, it's a little bit easier. The third time you do it, it becomes more easy. Fourth and fifth time, easier and easier. By the time you do it 5, 6, 7 times, it becomes super easy. So it requires less motivation to make that recipe. Another example would be just learning a new workout sequence. The first time you go to the class or watch the video, or are reading the instructions from the blog and trying to follow the pictures and figure out like what is what, it's kind of awkward and it takes up more energy. It requires more motivation. But after you do it a few times, it becomes easier and more natural and requires less motivation. In the lunar cycle, the easiest time to tap into motivation is during the waxing phase of the moon, which is during pre-ovulation for when you're menstruating. And this is the time when the body naturally has the most energy, and your natural energy is to be very motivated to plan things ahead, to get things done, and just be more active towards your goals and be more proactive of taking action. So pre-ovulation waxing phase, motivation is the highest. And then also full moon. So you might even notice that you feel more energized during the full moon or during ovulation. So to me, that's the best time to, and the easiest time to honor that and do those stronger, harder workouts. And you're just basically riding that wave of energy and flowing with this cycle and harnessing it and taking advantage. Other times that you could tap into extra motivation could be after listening to one of the lessons in the course or after we do a live coaching call. And just use that boosted energy to structure and support the new habit that you want to make. Another example would be when you're around someone that motivates you or inspires you to create a new action or create a new habit or introduce something new into your life. Example I have is I was out to dinner with one of my girlfriends, Angie, and she's a Pilates instructor. And she just is like, she's super healthy and glowing. She's like really fit and toned. And I was just like, oh my gosh, Angie, I really want to start doing Pilates. I've been thinking about it for over a year almost, but I just haven't been making it happen. So it's like, we were talking about it and I was feeling really inspired. So the next week I went and bought a video, like a DVD, and I started doing, watching the video on my computer at home. And, you know, it's kind of awkward, like the first time you watch a workout video, you're trying to watch what the instructor's doing and you're like trying to figure it out and whatever. And so it took more motivation, more energy for me to get through that kind of hump. But after doing it a couple of times, I got into the swing of it and basically figured out the moves or the core basic Pilates moves. And so now I don't need to watch the video, which takes more motivation for me to like set up my computer and put in the DVD and whatever, whatever. But now that I have the moves and I figured it out and I've gone through that learning curve, I've just weaved some of the Pilates moves into my morning yoga session. And so I'm doing them on a more regular basis. And so then even when I'm more motivated, say when I'm in that waxing to full moon phase, I can bump it up and make the moves more challenging and I increase my workout. And on days that I'm less motivated, I might only just do a couple moves, but I've already figured it out. So that being said, when motivation is low, you can practice doing the easy things. So you'll want to basically keep doing a small, tiny habit to keep the momentum going in the right direction. Personally, when I'm menstruating, there's very little motivation to work out. And it's more important for me to be to honor that what my body needs is to just be more soft and gentle and very tender with myself. So that being said, I still roll out my yoga mat in the morning and do a few gentle stretches. So I still maintain that habit of having a breath body practice before I have breakfast. And it might be a very yin kind of gentle thing, but I'm just breathing deep into my body and I'm just doing something really, really easy when that motivation is not present. But I'm still maintaining that momentum with the habit that I want to keep and keeping that very structured and in my daily routine and my dinacharya. So a strategy for low motivation is just to make the habit so easy you can't say no, is how Leah Bobota says it. It's just a tiny habit that you're able to keep doing and make steady progress towards the future goal. Another example would be to just do a 1 minute meditation. So you don't need very much motivation to sit on the cushion for 1 minute. But if you can keep on doing that 1 minute at a time, 1 minute a day, then over time you can slowly build it up to a 5 minute meditation. And then if you can keep doing that and that's easy enough for you, then maybe over time it can turn into 15 minutes. So that's the gist on motivation. You don't want to rely on it or use it as your main strategy for creating lasting change and reaching your goals. So you don't need to say to yourself, oh, I wish I could, you know, X, Y, Z, I wish I could work out, but I'm just not motivated. But instead, you want to learn how to structure your new habit to support yourself in reaching your goals. So then you focus on the practice itself and repeating that practice day in and day out. If motivation is present, you can harness it, ride that wave, take advantage of that energy. But you don't use it as your key strategy. All right, thanks. That's my gist on motivation, and I hope you feel supported in reaching those goals.